I saw therein the scene that I had suspected I was going to see. There was Princess Antipi, standing in the middle of the inn, and assorted rough-hewn men were at their various tables, laughing their collective asses off. Antipi was trying to talk above them, but they were chortling so loudly that it was difficult to make out anything she was saying. The only person in the pub not laughing was a heavy-set woman behind the bar. She had a glare as hard as coal, and a heart to match by the look of her surly face. She was cleaning a mug and seemed most unamused by the proceedings.
This is the last time I'm going to say this. We want you to bring a comweaver to us immediately. It is a matter of utmost urgency, and we require your best accommodations while we wait for the weaver to be brought.
Since she'd entered without me, I could only assume that she had reverted to using the royal we. Unsurprisingly, the men, about a dozen in all, didn't seem the least bit stirred to action by her demands.
All right, girl.
The woman from behind the bar walked around it, carrying a mug in either hand, and set them down near two behemoths at the table nearest Entropy.
Enough foolishness for one day.
Our commands are not foolishness! Do you have any idea who we are?
I started to move across the tavern as quickly as I could at that point, but several men got up at that ill-timed moment, pushing back their chairs, and I was temporarily blocked.
Who are we?
We are royalty!
What you are is a royal pain. Now get you gone.
Oh, Marie, don't be so hard on the girl. She's a co-weakling and might provide passing amusement. I've never had royalty before.
And he drew back a hand and slapped Entropy on the rump. Entropy did not hesitate. She grabbed up the mug of ale that had just been set down and hurled the contents into the behemoth's face. It hit him square on, the contents cascading all over his face, down his thick, bristling beard, and down into his breeches. Oh my God, we're dead, I thought. And even as I did, the words, "What do you mean we?" came to mind. The behemoth started to rise. Entropy windmilled her arms around, still holding the solid metal mug, and slammed it into the top of his head. Sending him tumbling to the floor. The victim of her attack clearly failed to see the humor of the situation. He was on his feet, towering over her. If she tried to swing the mug at his head this time, she would have missed.
Let's try that again.
Simon, she's not worth wasting time on. She can't hurt you.
The words had barely left her mouth when Entropy swung the mug again. This time she was aiming at his crotch. Not a bad change in tactics, except he was ready for her and caught her by the forearm. He shook the mug loose from her grip, and it was at that moment that I started seriously considering backing out the door and distancing myself from the whole mess. Naturally, that was the moment her gaze fell upon me.
Apropos, you are my protector. Protect me!
All eyes turned to me, and never had I wanted to be someone else, anywhere else, as I did at that moment. I was hoping to get out of the situation on the strength of my not inconsiderable charm. I waved. They seemed determinedly uncharmed. My mind racing for inspiration, it nearly froze up as the gargantuan Simon took a step toward me. Suddenly, inspiration seized me. Ignoring the staff in my hand and the sword strapped to my back, instead, I grabbed a long spoon off the table next to me.
I'll save you, my lady. I, your valiant knight, am here.
Well, naturally, I look nothing like a knight. Wild-haired, sopping wet, lame of leg, I came across as much like a knight, or a hero for that matter, as Entropy did a princess. I continued to advance, waving the spoon as if it were the most lethal blade in the land.
I am coming, your highness. Oh, varlet, knave, wretch. Have at thee, ha, ya, and ya again.
I maneuvered around Simon, who was simply staring at me, stunned, since I offered about as much practical threat as a pile of leaves. I got to Entropy, grabbed her by the wrist, and swung her unceremoniously behind me.
What are you doing?
Simon was watching me, Marie, the bartender, still looked suspicious. I grabbed her by the back of the head and brought her ear to my mouth.
Now listen to me, you little git. I've got one lane and I count a dozen in potential opposition. Plus, Simon here could kill me barehanded. The only way we're going to get out of this alive is to pretend we're play-acting. And if you don't go along with this, we're dead. We've one chance at this, and don't muck it up.
One side, Violet, for a princess of the realm. Ah! Double ha!
For just a moment, Entropy's instinct for arrogance warred with her interest in self-preservation.
Arrogant knaves! Now thou shalt know the wrath of my true man-at-arms!
Pushing it as far as I could, I lunged and jammed the spoon against Simon's massive chest.
Ha! He is down! Let no one else muck with a knight and his lady!
Simon still didn't make a move against me. He had obviously never seen a display quite like it. In this manner, we hacked our way through the crowd.
Oh, don't you get it? They're performing.
We made it all the way to the door and threw it open. Snow was falling.